So we had the sugya of Noat's Arva Kundesim. You stick four poles and you put schach on top of the poles. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir. Right, you have your parabola.
No, pergola.
Pergola. It's a mental block. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. V'chachomim poisam, v'chachomim say, what type of sukkah is this? This is garnished. Amar Rav Huna says, machloikis al svas agag. The machloikis is at the corners, at the edges of the roof. Rabbi Yaakov Sabar, Amrin and Gudasik, v'chidz, Rabbi Yaakov says you could say Gudasik. Right, clearly Rabbi Yaakov applies Gudasik to sukkah, as Schultz pointed out, not like the Ran. Rabban and Sabri loy amrin and Gudasik v'chidzta. But the Ran that said we don't say Gudasik v'sukkah is obviously assuming within Rabban and Shita. But in the middle of the roof, so then even Rabbi Yaakov would not say his shita because you can't say gudasik mechitzta over there. Rav Nachman Omaro, Rav Nachman understood, no, Rabbi Yaakov was mekel even be'emtza agag machloikas, and for some reason, because you have a structure and you have corners, like the Gemara is going to go on to say, you can envision some sort of mechitza already from the sukkah over there, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, as the Ran pointed out, because you need real mechitzas, and therefore be'emtza agag having a pergola on the top and having beams on the top that does not make any sort of walls at all. Iboilahu, frek the Gemara. Be'emtza agag machloikis, within Rav Nachman, is the Gemara saying that the emtza agag in the middle of the roof is the machloikis? That's what Rav Nachman says. So what do you say about besfas agag? What do you say about the corners? Aval sas agag de reakol kshera, oy dilma beim bezu machloikes teku. Rabbi said, what's the Gemara suffik? Aliba de Rav Nachman. Aliba de Rav Nachman. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said the machloikes of Yaakov and Rabbanan, which we clearly have to pass like Rabbanan. Rabbi said, we're not making sukkahs out of pergolas. We need real mechitzas, like the Ran says. Rabbi Yaakov can envision a sukkah just by having beams on top, and as the Gemara goes on to say, by having corners. That's not a kosher sukkah lididon. We need shnei mechitzas v'shlishes afilu tefach. You need mechitzas mamish. Zok the Gemara, but within the Rabbana, that Rav Nachman said that there's a machloikis, the Rav Nachman passels by emtza hagag. So that makes sense. You have four sticks holding up schach at the end of in the middle of a gag, that's possible. But what about al svas agag? Is that good or is that not good? Gemara says, safek teku. Gemara says, teku. What's the din? Whenever you say teku, Rabbi say? Tishbi yitaretz kishis v'abayas. So the Eliyahu HaNavi, Mirtz Hashem, in the future will come and tell us what the answer is. But until Eliyahu comes, Rabbi say, what's the psak? What? What did the Ran say? What did the Rosh say, Rabbi say? Three machmir. Ben's always a machmir. Safik deoraisa. Safik deoraisa l'chumra. You don't know if this sukkah is kosher. You don't know if Rav Nachman, Rabbi say, and the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Nachman is the upright shita over here. Why? Because there are what on Rav Huna shita? Tiyuftas. So we don't accept Rav Huna shita. We might have two tiyuftas on Rav Huna shita, maybe not, the Gemara goes on to say. But Rav Nachman is the winner, is the victorious opponent over here. And what? We're not sure how to paskin. Not kundesim al svas hagag. Is it kosher ledivrei akol? Is Rabbanan going to be machshir because we paskin like Rabbanan over Rabbi Yaakov? Zokter Rosh, Zokter Ran, Sofik. Sofik deraisa l'chumri, you have to be machshir. Shoin? Good. End of sugya. Not so fast. You open up a Rambam. The Rambam says what? The Rambam says what? The Rambam says, Al Sfas Agag, Noz Kundesin Al Sfas Agag, your sukkah is what sofer? Your sukkah is what sofer? What does Rabina say about a sukkah, Noz Kundesin Al Sfas Agag? He says it's kosher.
What's pshat?
I, all the Rishonim say it's a suffik. The suffik of the Raisa L'chumra.
And to make matters worse, Rabbi Yisai, is how could you even possibly say that it's kosher? How could you even possibly say that it's kosher? Doesn't the Rambam say when it comes to the Machlekes Abaye and Rava about an Amud in the middle of the Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, just to bring back some old memories, an Amud in the middle of a Sukkah that's Lamala Michaf. So what did Abaye say, Rabbi Yisai? About an Amud that's in the middle of the Sukkah that's Lamala Michaf? He said, good asik. What did Rava say? Had the Rambam pasket on that sugya? Like Rava. Bayinim mechutz is nikaris. Anyone sense a problem over here with the problem?
Why, an omud's a lot less nikar than a house.
Good. Excellent. So now, glad it made you smile. If you want, you can go out there. Taisus already starts to say a swara that Schultz just says. Abal aschas agal dibrei akol. Taisus wants to understand how could the Gemara even envision a possibility that what? How could the Gemara even envision a possibility that sfas agag is good? Taisus basically asks our question that the Gemara is suggesting a possibility that l'divrei akol ksheira al sfas agag. But Schultz just asked, don't you need b'chitzis nikaris? Or I just asked b'chitzis nikaris. And almond wouldn't be good. Says Tosfos, the two cases are not exactly equivalent. D'choshev m'chitzis nikaris, tvei me almond mishum di nikaris b'bayis. This situation, since there are walls in the house, it's more nikar than a stam almond, like Schultz just said. Schultz just spoke out the places. But Rabbi Yisai, this Tosfos is not saying, as far as the Rambam, that now I'm going to have a raya to paskin that Sfas Agag is good. All Tosfos was doing, which is the Shitas HaTosfos, is explaining every stage of the Gemara. So Tosfos was bothered by a question. There's a stage of the Gemara, a Havamin of the Gemara, that I don't understand. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? What's the Svar of the Gemara that I don't understand? That the Gemara could suggest that L'divrei Akol Sfas Agag is kosher. Says Taisus, that seems to reject Rava in the earlier Gemara. Says Taisus, it's not an absolute rejection, because one can intuitively be mechalik and distinguish between mechitzas from the bias and mechitzas on an Amid, which are not nikar at all, like Schultz said. But lo matzinu in divrei atoisis, that this svara is now going to be a raya that we should argue now with the Ran and the Rush, that you end up saying, teku l'chumra, and sveka d'oraisa l'chumra. So Rabbi Yisai, I'm still stuck with a question on the Rambam. How did the Rambam know again that you have the ability to be mekel? Hello, it's a svara, but where did you see bevadai that it's going to be kosher?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? But the Gemara ends off with a teiku. The Gemara ends off with a suffik. All the Rishonim say, so suffik midiraisa l'chumra. So maybe the Gemara earlier Amar Rava is taka really true. And you need mechitzas nikaris mamish. What's going on over here? How do you deal with the earlier Gemara? That's what I'm bothered by. The Gemara says, Rava says, you need mechitzas nikaris. So how could the Rambam say with a load of confidence that this is mechitzas nikaris? Taisa is saying, I hear a distinction between when you had mechitzas of the bias, when you didn't have mechitzas of the bias. But Taisa has never told me how he paskin. It could very well be that the Taisa would say, just like the other Rishonim, that according to Rabbanan, this is still not mechitzas nikaris. And that's why you have to be machmir misafik. But the Rambam doesn't say that. So we have to try to explain Shitas HaRambam, which Reb Chaim does. And Rabbi Yisai, Reb Chaim quotes a Shita of the Ramban in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yisai, we are going to now explore a new Mahalach in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? I want to tell you something. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, don't forget this. An important Halach. There is something unique about Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. If you have any situation
you're in a Rishas Arab and you find an item that is 10 tefachim high, okay? And it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide. It's asara and dalet al dalet. If you put something on top of this, a package on top of this, from the Rishas Arabim, what did you just do, Rabbi Isai? You just did Akira Vanach, you just carried on Shabbos, you did Hotzah. You took something from the Rishas Ayachid to from Rishas Arabim to Rishas Ayachid. That's what some call the Gemara talks about. I had the Gemara in the Ma'amar Kaimis. Omud. If you have an Omud in Rishas Arabim, you have a stick, Rishas Arabim, that the top, the surface, is for Tvachim. So the Gemara says what? That's a Rishas Ayachid. Good? You have a tail. You have a mound. That's 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide. That's a Rishas Ayachid. Why is that Rishas Ayachid? Why is that Rishas Ayachid? I thought Rishas Ayachid needs walls. Says Rashi, Adaf Choteyam and Aleph. What does Rashi say then? What happens at the top of this tail when I put the item here? What do you call this, Rabbi Zayn? Gras Mechitza, it has walls. That's why it fits the parameters of Rishas Ayachid. Not such a chiddush. Comes along the Ramban in Shabbos, Rabbi Isai. A very important Ramban that the Reb Chaim made famous. The Ramban says there's an interesting question that the Gemara has in Maseches Shabbos. If I'm Zayrek from over here onto an area of Dalid, so the Gemara wants to know, it's not sure, am I chayev or not? The Gemara says, why? Because it's coming from an avir that's potter. Even if I was standing over here and I threw it up and then it came down, so over here it's an akira, says the Gemara in Shabbos, akira b'makom chiyav. I picked it up on a Rishas Arabim, then I'm chayav, right? Every hotzah needs akira and a hanoch. I need to pick it up from an area that's obligatory, and I need to be meniach in the area obligatory. I pick it up from Rishas HaRabim, then I place it into Rishas HaYachid. That's classic Hotzah. Classic Hachnosa. Hotzah and Hachnosa are the reverse of the same thing. Good? So now the Gemara says, what happens if I don't directly pick it up and place it into Rishas HaYachid, but I throw it into the Avir, and then it's Nachin Rishas HaYachid? So Gemara is not sure. Why? Explains the Gemara. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Because I was oiker b'makom chiyav, I was nach b'makom chiyav, but it was be'avira d'makom p'tur. It was in an interim stage in the middle when the ball was in the air that it was an area of no man's land. That there was not an ability to be mechayev of such a situation. Good? Frekta Ramban, why is the Gemara calling this an avira of makom p'tur? Doesn't the Gemara say that what? Avir Rishas Ayachid is Oila Ad Rakia? Doesn't the Gemara tell me that the airspace of Rishas Ayachid goes all the way up to the Shemayim? Rakia is higher than the Shemayim, Rabbi Yisai. What's the shot of this Gemara in Shabbos Tani Tess? A pellet. Zok the Heilige Ramban. Mikoyach the Shver Gemara. That the Gemara says if you're Zarek up and it's in the Avir of a Ptur and then it's Nach B'makom Chiyav in the Rishas Ayachid, you see something incredible. Apparently, you don't always say that Avir Rishas Ayachid is Oyla Adler Rakia. What does that mean? I don't understand. Is it a Rishas Ayachid or is it not a Rishas Ayachid? What's the Ramban telling me? The Ramban saying, there are certain Rishas Ayachid that are Oile Aviro Adla Rakia, and there are certain Rishas Ayachid that the Avir is not Oile Adla Rakia. Is everyone with me?
That's where you're standing.
No? Doesn't depend where you're standing. Oh, thank you. Says the Ramban, the Gemara in Shabbos said, Beferi Sofer, that the Rishas Ayachid, the Avir is oil, that the Rishas Ayachid, the Avir is not going to be a Makom Chiv. It's a Makom Ptur, and that's why the Gemara didn't know what the din is over there. Hi, Frek the Ramban, a basic Kasha, but any Rishas Ayachid, the Avir is oil Rad Rakia. So why isn't that already Rishas Ayachid land? Zok the Ramban the following chiluk. There's two types of Rosh Hashayochid we've learned, Rabbi Isai, says the Ramban. This is the Rosh Hashayochid, right? Why? It's an area that's solid in width, right? Four tefachim, right? And it has what? Ten tefachim mechitzas. Then says the Ramban, there's this. What's missing there, says the Ramban? Ten tefachim mechitzas. There's a din that this automatically becomes a Rosh Hashayochid. But it becomes a Rosh Hashayochid, a tail. Rosh Hashayarabim, that's Oyle, Yud, that area on the top surface is Rosh Hashayochid. But it's Rosh Hashayochid without what? Without mechitzas. Since it's a Rosh Hashayochid Zoch de Ramban without mechitzas, Memele it's missing what? It doesn't have the quality of Rosh Hashayochid Oyle Ad L'Rakia. That the Avir is now considered Rosh Hashayochid up to Shammah. The only time you have the din of Rosh Hashayochid, the Avir Rosh Hashayochid, is Oyle Ad L'Rakia, is if you're starting with the type of Rosh Hashayochid that has mechitzas. That's what the Ramban tells us. Comes along Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim asks on this Ramban. Reb Chaim asks on this Ramban. I don't understand. Doesn't the Gemara say you need in Sukkah Dafdalid Mechitzas Nikaris? Says Reb Chaim, didn't the Ramban learn Rava? That you can't have a Rosh Hashayochid on a mound? Because what? There's no mechitzas nikaris? You don't say good asik? Didn't Ramban learn Sukkah that Dalet Amid Beis that Rava threw out such a Rosh Hashayochid? Says Reb Chaim Al Karchach, the Ramban got his opinion in Ilchus Shabbos from where, Rabbi Isai? From Meseches Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis. What? What do you mean? Says the Ramban, Reb Chaim explains, that Rava says Haboinan Mechitzas Nikaris, and therefore what? And therefore you don't say which halacha? You don't say good asik mechitzas. When Rava made that statement, Zokt Reb Chaim Alibet to the Ramban, Rava was now being mechadish that there's an andra halacha of Rosh Hashayochid on Shabbos. There's a brand new type of Rosh Hashayochid on Shabbos. Rava wasn't just saying, Abaye, you stink. Rava wasn't just saying, Abaye, it doesn't work. Rava was saying, Moira v'raboisai, I have a chiddush in the first parak of Ilchus Shabbos. I just changed the Lamed Tes Melachos. Give me a Rabbi Chait book. A Rabbi Ribiad, I'm crossing out things, Zokt Rava. You need to re-understand Ilchus Shabbos, Zokt Rava. Moirav Rabbeisai, one of the most powerful phrases in Meseches Sukkah is Rava saying, V'haboinon mechitzas nikaris. Where the Ran held, the Pshat in Rava was what? Don't say Gerasik in Sukkah. Aber Shabbos? Leave Shabbos alone. You don't need mechitzas nikaris when it comes to Shabbos. The Ramban disagrees with the Ran. And the Ramban says, no. You want to know what Rava was saying? Rava was saying the biggest shtickel Torah and Shir Klali that ever said in any yeshiva possible. Rava was saying a Shir Klali in the words, V'haboinon mechitzas nikaris. You know what Rava was saying? There's two types of Rosh Hashayochid on Shabbos. And it's from this statement of Rava that now has implications of what halacha, Rabbi Yisai. If I would tell someone outside in the hallway right now, that, by the way, you know on Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis, you know what it says in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis? It says in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Glover, and think about this. I would say, well, walk guy in the street, a guy, from guy, there, schmuck guy, guy who's in it. I'm going to say, you know what Rabbi says on Dalet Amud Beis? Rabbi says on Dalet Amud Beis that Shabbos, there's a that tail, the Avir is not Oyla Ad L'Rakia. So he's going to say back to me, he's going to be like, right, bells on, like, M'chilis Kvodchot. We're learning Mitzvah Sukkah, we're not learning Mitzvah Shabbos. I'm like, first of all, I don't even know what you're talking about because the Gemara says B'Perish and Shabbos that Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Ad L'Rakia. So that's number one, I don't understand what you're saying. And number two, I don't understand how you see that from Rava who said Mechitzas Nikaris for good ass. But once I piece it together, Rabbi, now I see Rava. Oh my gosh, did he say something gewaltic? He said V'Aboinim Mechitzas Nikaris. And therefore, licked in Rava's statement, Zachter B'Chayim, included in Rava's statement, Zachter B'Chayim, is that you have to explain how a tail works because there's no Mechitzas Nikaris. If there's no Mechitzas Nikaris, Zachter B'Chayim, there's a new din. It's a Rishus HaYochid on its own. A new din, it's called tail. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadish. This is Rishus HaYochid and that's Rishus HaYochid. It's a din Rishus HaYochid if it's Lamala Miyud in Rishus HaRabim and it's four Tvachim wide, has a din Rishus HaYochid. But this does not. That does not.
How do you know how high? Just to the top of the
that. That, just four. Put it on there and that's it. Put it on there and that's it. The Ramban saw, says Reb Chaim, this Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, in Tzvei type of Rishus HaYochid, two types of Rishus HaYochid, he saw it in the words of Rav. Wherever a boy say. So, at the end of the day, comes along Reb Chaim and he says, once you say like this Ramban,
you could possibly suggest that the Ramban was saying in Hilchos Shabbos you have a Rishus HaYochid without mechitzas. So when Rava was saying his statement, he was telling me, not like the Ran says, that we don't say good asik by Sukkah. He was telling me what? We don't say good asik by Shabbos. And a tale is understood entirely differently. Im Kain, that's a situation where what? Where what? Where you don't have mechitzas. But if you actually have mechitzas, like this type of situation, or you're on top of a bias, so maybe even Rava would agree that there would be mechitzas, and good asik would be applied over there. Rava was talking about a situation like this, that over here, good asik is totally canceled. This doesn't work through good asik. This is a Rishus HaYochid because of a new halach l'maish v'sinai. A Rishus HaYochid without walls. But Rava never said, according to the Ramban, that what? That if you have a bias and you have real walls, something more similar to this type of Rishus HaYochid, that you don't say good asik. And maybe that even works in Hilchos Sukkah. So once you accept the Ramban's approach, Rabbi Yisai, that now opens up an avenue to allow four poles on the svas of existing mechitzas, and that will now be a what? Be a Rishus HaYochid. Because once I understand that the pshat in this Gemara was what? This is a Rishus HaYochid without the halacha of good asik, and good asik would never apply over here, so that now allows, but anywhere I would have mechitzas, where it's outside of tail, that would be sufficient and not be in violation of Rava's rule. It's a little bit sticky within the Gemara and Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, but within the Gemara and Shabbos, what?
Yeah, it's Very sick.
The Gemara says that's a case that you had a gevul. There's a gevul mas from Amma, and you built an amud, and it was 10 tefachim high. B'yesh b'yesh b'rosuga. How's it?
What are you talking about?
The case is there of the good mechitzas, you know?
Yeah, exactly, and that's why the Rambam saying Beferi said it's good.
No, so then why is Rava saying that there are no mechitzas there?
It's an amud. That's like a tail.
But it's 10 tefachim high, the amud.
No, but so this is 10 tefachim high also.
No, but that's different, because it's only, what's it called? Why are you only doing
you know
the
what?
Top?
You're right. Let me change the picture, okay? This is going to change everything, okay? I'm going to change it from being round to being square.
Okay, so
same halacha.
What was the four thing in the top you used?
This is four. Why? It's just the Rosh Hashanah needs four tefachim. It's got to be Rosh Hashanah needs a certain width.
So
there are never any mechitzas, an almud or a tail. Zok the Rava. That's Rosh Hashanah for an entirely different reason. There's no good asik in such a scenario. Oh, 1 second. Now you introduce me a new Gemara, Svas Agag, where there are mechitzas mamish. That's comparable to the other type of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. To Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, which has mechitzas. Avada, maybe you could say good asik over there. The Rambam said often, with confidence, that this would be kosher l'mahadrin. This is good asik. Only here, where there were never mechitzas, there's no good asik. And that's a different type of Rosh Hashayochid. But over here, where there are mechitzas, aslas agag, it's ole from mechitzas habayis, that would be good. So the Rambam, or at least the Ramban, Rabbi say, the way the Ramban learned Rabbi's statement in the original Gemara, which now has earth-shattering and unbelievable ramifications in Hilchos Shabbos, now could trickle down and ultimately allow you to have more confidence and argue with the Rush and the Ran when it comes to the halacha of Hilchos Sukkah and saying that this is kosher l'mahadrin. And therefore the Rambam knew to distinguish between this and this in terms of Hilchos Sukkah as well, based on the Ramban's opinion that there's a difference between this and this in Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi said this is a little complicated. The Reb Chaim is very hard. If you didn't get this, I understand. It's very hard. I just wanted to be mashlim the sugya. I wanted to be mashlim the sugya with this Reb Chaim because according to this Ramban, you have an unbelievable other pshat in this Gemara. But Rabbi said to make matters even better, you're going to want to hear this Naftali. Rashi on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph tells us how he learns this halacha on Shabbos. How does he learn this halacha on Shabbos of a tail or an amud, Rabbi Yisai? That's Dalet wide.
An arm?
What does Rashi say on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph?
Of Ar Masechta.
He says that a tail is a Rosh Hashayachar on Shabbos. Why? Because good asik. Who's Rashi Beferish arguing with?
The Ramban
and Reb Chaim in Pshat and the Rambam, right? Rabbi Yisai, how geshmak is that? 1 second, Schultz. It's Lishitos.
Sofer hates that word.
Rashi, I don't care what Sofer hates. Rashi learnt like who, Rabbi Yisai, from the diukim we made? Like the Ran. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi's approach to Hilchos Shabbos, a shaila de oraisa of why this is a Rosh Hashayochid, how you could explain this, is all what? Noiveya, and is all growing from where? From a poshet shaila, what did Rava mean in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis? It's all one sugya. If you don't learn Sukkah, and you didn't classify and clarify what Rava was telling Abaye in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amid Beis, then you're not going to understand why this is a Rosh Hashayochid on Shabbos. Rashi's saying, since I had the ability, I'm suggesting, like we pointed out from a few different Rashis, that Rashi said that the Pshat in Sukkah is like the Ran, that you don't say good asik by Sukkah, but by Shabbos? The Rashi is saying what? Maybe you could say good asik even by mechitza shein and nikaros. Rava never said anything by Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, we just learned something additional according to the Ran. It could be that this is against the Ramban. This, even though the mechitzas are totally not nikaros, there's good asik. Like Rashi tells us on Daf Chaf Hei. But the Ramban, because he learned the Pshat in Rava, in Mesechah Sukkah, to be saying something Shabbistic,
which disagreed with the Ritva on Thursday and the Ran earlier. So Al Karchach, he has to learn a different pshat and why this is a Rishus Hayachid, and it has nothing to do with which Halachah Moshe B'Sinai. Good asik.
What the Rambam?
And the Rambam we're suggesting is like that Rambam. That's the full circle. And that will now allow us to explain, according to the Rambam, says Reb Chaim in his first suggestion, perhaps that will allow us to explain why the Rambam had such confidence that Al Svas Hagag is different than an Amud. Because Al Svas Hagag and an Amud in Hilchos Shabbos is also different. And it's going to have ramifications of the Avir of Rishus Hayochid. Mayav Rabbeisai, we learned four words of Rava. Ba'inan, Mechitzis, Nikaros, Veleka. Now let's just, I just want to highlight to you, Rabbi Say. Those four words of Rava affect islands in Florida that I sent you the pictures for. Manalapan. It affects walls of a sukkah if you say good asik mechitzah. It affects how you understand the halachos of avir rishus hayachid oile ad l'rakia. It affects two types of rishus hayachid potentially existing when it comes to hilchos Shabbos. It affects whether or not mechitzas al svas hagag is different than an amud, and would a sukkah be kosher in such a situation? All because of Rava's vague statement of bo'inon mechitzas nikaros veleka. That's shas. That's lamdus. That's halacha. That's geshmak. That's a Torah, a book of laws that was created with divine intent, with something that's lamala from this world. There is no office, there is no investment banker, there is no financial manager that has the ability to do that with four words. I don't have the ability to do it. You don't have the ability to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability to do that. Four words. That's all you got to learn. In Bekiyah Seder, you'd be done in 10 seconds. But when you actually are ma'ayin into it, when you schwitz a little bit, when you work on it, when you put all the pieces of the puzzle, the hemshech of the Gemara, why was the Rambam so confident? Why did he disagree with Rashi and the Ran? Why is the Ran being machmir against the Rambam? Because the Ran doesn't learn like Ram. The Ran learns like Rashi. There is no second din of a tale of mislakate. It's all good asik. It's all one sugyo according to the Ran. I forgot the sixth nafkamina. Does a sukkah need walls up to the schach? Machloik is the Ran in the Ritva with Rashi. Boisai, all from four words of Rava that just took this mesechta and flipped it all over. And took the whole Masechta Shabbos, anything to do with Otsah, and flipped it all over. Is that Meiridik? Is that unbelievable? Divrei Rava. Rans and Ritvos and Ritvos and Rans. With these four words, now I have a different Havana of this whole Masechta. When I come to, I'm being honest right now, I'm not just saying shtick. When I come to this Masechta and I open up and someone talks to me about a sukkah right now, because of Rava, now I have a different approach to my sukkah. What type of walls do you need? Do you need walls to the to the schach? Or do you not need walls to the schach? I don't know. Machlaik is the Ran in the Ritva. Rashi has an opinion about it. We were medayik in a few places. Now, Ezra talks to me about a Rishus HaYochid. What are the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid? Now I have a Ramban. I don't know. What type of Rishus HaYochid? Does it need mechitzas? Does a Rishus HaYochid always need mechitzas? Maybe not. Maybe there's a Ramban that was influenced from our Gemara to learn that certain Rishus HaYochid don't need mechitzas and don't have good asik. And now that has implications to when I do have mechitzas. Maybe it's going to allow me to have a sukkah outside my God. Because there are two types of Rishus HaYochid. Hilchos Shabbos influencing Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Sukkah influencing Hilchos Shabbos. Not according to the Ran. Good asik works for one, doesn't work for the other.
When you
unbelievable four words that have so much content in them. Incredible. Mirtz Hashem Raboisai. We will continue tomorrow with going on. Sukkah Daf Hei, the top Toisris, Haskaras Shem Shemayim.